Hey, you! Hey, here's one of our favorite episodes of The New Day, Feel the Power. Check out the rest on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Live from a Zoom call. Emanating from Lando Lakes, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and the Green Hill Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the new day. Feel the power. Oh, yeah. Take it away, fellas.
I am Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
And I am Kofi Kingston.
And I am Big E, nay, Langston. You know, like how they do your, you know, like a woman's. Yeah, N-E-E. I believe it's a French word. I think it's pronounced nay.
Big E, nay.
Right. Yeah. And that's like formal. I think it's like your... formerly known as, your last name is essentially what it means. I don't know exactly what it means, but I've seen that. Like, you know, a woman might put her name, this is her name, nay, her, what's the term for unmarried name? I'm blanking.
Maiden name?
Maiden name, that's the word. Yes. Big E, nay, Langston. Anyways, yeah, that is me. That is I. That is who I am. Man, I've done that. I'm not in the mood to do the diatribe right now. You get it. Just replay the old episodes, and I do this bit about Langston. I'm not. It's fine. Let's move on.
But this is. I'm actually intrigued by the nay. Is that an actual thing people or women will do that if you're not married, or if you are married, you say Big E nay, whatever your name is, nay your maiden name instead of like acknowledging your new name. Like, why is that a thing?
I mean, if there's some people who like for instance on Facebook, sometimes you see people who will have their like a woman who is married, she'll have her married name, and then she might also have in parentheses her. So there's some people who might not, if you haven't seen someone for quite some time or don't really know them, maybe you throw that nay in there to let them know this is who I used to be, this is what I used to be known as, to let you know people know this is who I was.
Yeah, I'm interested. I want to see why such not AKA.
Because it's not also known as.
You're not,
oh, sorry,
you're not known FKA, as anymore. FKA.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I think the N-E-E with the accent on the first E is classier than
if FKA. If by chance like they've like turned into a horse, do they say nay?
And their name. That's enough.
You know what I'm saying?
To be like, part of
get
that.
Your because dad
that's,
jokes.
That's what the horses say. That's what the horses say.
We're gonna slide past that.
I'm here to pop myself.
We're gonna slide, yeah, clearly. count it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house, everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
I want to go back to that intro. Dan coming in so nice on it.
Oh, wow.
Not screaming, not startling anybody.
I heard it was harsh last week. You guys said it was harsh.
It was.
Last week's was harsh. I didn't say every week was harsh, but last week was particularly harsh.
Did you see the tweet of the kid that couldn't wait to hear it over and over again?
I did, but I'm pretty sure they're friends of yours or family to you or something. Yeah. Something is going on clearly because,
some free games.
Something. It's
just the sultry sounds of my voice.
You're anything but sultry, sir. You have a lot of great qualities.
Says sultry.
Sultry is not one.
Voluptuous, maybe.
Did you put an M in
voluptuous?
Yeah. I always do.
Did you see the one?
What one?
Did you see the one
movie?
Of someone saying that they... Yeah, so the dude said that he came out of his car, he drove out of his driveway and put on the intro, and then he got so scared because of Dan's aggressive intro that he had to turn back and go back to the house. So, I mentioned that one, Dan.
Scared. It's not scary.
That one. Endangered him. Okay.
It kind of seems like, so the child who you bribed with something, you know, that's evidence for, and then this man who couldn't even go to work is evidence against. And I'm going to say that evidence against is pretty strong, Dan.
Very strong.
If I didn't have that energy, what if somebody fell asleep at the wheel and drove off? You got to find the right middle ground.
You're reaching right now. That's what you are.
If I'm too nice and quiet and everything, it might put someone right to sleep. What are you talking about?
You Stretch Armstrong style reaching. That's how far you're reaching. Yeah. Relax.
Inspector Gadget style reach. Mm-hmm. Dalzim style reach.
There we go.
Mr. Fantastic style reaching. Plastic Man style reaching.
So, per usual, we don't really have a setup for this episode, which kind of...
No, we do.
Are we doing that the whole episode?
I mean, we'll see. It's something.
Okay.
Let's not diminish what we're about to give the people something pretty cool today.
I wasn't diminishing. I was going to segue into the segment, but...
Okay. But I felt like you were saying, we ain't got anything, so we're going to give you this. No. We are very proud to bring you, as a couple weeks ago, you know, when Kofi decided that he was too good to step on a flight, and he instead, I don't think he missed his flight. I think instead he chartered a jet and said he was about to roll to the terminal. He looked around and saw all the plebs, saw all these people that he viewed to be underneath him, and he just shook his head and said, nah, got back in his car and went to the FBO, went to the private spot.
So, big money Kofi. Yes.
Not like this. Not like this. These peasants, these scrubs. You are meant to get on the same plane with y'all. No, me not think so. Y'all got enough money to ride on the same flight with your boy. Going back to the hotel. Mr. Uber, come back. We pay the same price. Take me back from where I came.
Now that we know the truth.
It finally came out.
Kofi could not make that one episode a few weeks ago. So we did an impromptu hashtag Ask Kofi. And, you know, I felt like we had a ton of success with that. And so we decided to devote this episode to hashtag Ask Kofi. And I'm very excited about it. We've garnered some beautiful tweets. And we're going to take some time to delve into those tweets. That's okay with you all.
Why is this a thing, Buzz?
What is your opposition? This episode is about you.
This is content for you.
I don't want it to be about me. I didn't ask for this, you know? Now I get
We didn't ask for you to not show up.
This is very true. That's a fantastic point.
So that's my punishment is my timeline forever being flooded with these questions.
Hey. You don't get to choose your hell.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Such is life.
Come on, guys. This shouldn't be a thing.
All right. So, Kofi, this first question comes from The Allen Brand. The Allen Brand asks, would Lightning McQueen have life insurance or car insurance?
Mm-hmm. I actually saw this question online. And I thought it was interesting. This is Lightning McQueen from the Cars series, for those people who don't know. He is a car that speaks like a human being. He's alive. So I think he should have life insurance and car insurance or health insurance, right? Because technically, like, auto insurance is the equivalent of health insurance, is it not, for a car that's alive?
Yeah, but I think they're asking that you get one or the other.
But why? Why? If you're, I have both personally. Why? It's not a, like.
It's a cop out. Both is the cop out.
It's not a cop out. Yeah, why would you get both?
Because you're not the same as your car. Like he is a sentient being that is also a car.
But his health insurance is.
Health insurance is not the question, by the way. I think health insurance is a better option than life insurance.
Well, I'm saying
life insurance. Right. Life insurance is just for when you die.
Right.
So if he. I haven't seen Cars, so forgive me. But if he didn't really have any loved ones, then life insurance is for other people. Health insurance is to, you know, keep you.
Well, fair. But, he makes a friend.
Yeah, he's trying to get in there, you know?
Yeah. And so, but I mean, I guess health insurance, like, that's what they're... Yeah, okay, anyway. So you say both?
You gotta have both. Why wouldn't you have both?
Cop out of an answer.
That's not... But, you know, if they're not, like, an either-or, like...
So we have health insurance for our bodies because our bodies are our bodies. And then we have car insurance for our cars.
Right.
Because
you have life insurance for your loved ones too.
Yeah. But if I'm a car and the sentient being, I only need one, don't I? I think that's what they're asking.
No, but they're different. you don't need one. You need both. You as a person, you would get health insurance and you would get life insurance. So well, why can't
I think this person is saying because the actual person who would be filing the deal is a car. Would that car then need car insurance or would they need life insurance? And I just, it is either or. They present it in an either or way. So please, answer either
to
or.
To make it easier, can we take out the idea of life insurance? They mean health insurance.
But they didn't say that.
Okay, fair. Okay, we'll go life insurance.
Okay, so what is it then? What is it? What? Okay, can we get the question one more time?
Let's get the question one more time. Taking so long.
Hold on a second. This is what you asked for. Y'all want to ask Kofi. This is how I answer my questions. You know what I'm saying? This is what y'all wanted. You know?
Painfully. So let's go. Let's have it. Possible.
Let's have okay. it. Hey, let's have a question one more time.
Would Lightning McQueen have life insurance or car insurance?
He would have car insurance. He would have car insurance.
Car insurance it is.
Thank you. You would also Thank have life insurance.
Oh my
Stop.
God.
Cut that part out. Sean, cut that extra part out. Don't let him do that.
Lightning McQueen seems like a pretty smart dude. You know? He got 3 movies out. And then what? Planes is a little spinoff of Cars. So, you know, the man would have life insurance and car. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I think we can move on.
With the next segment?
probably.
I said, why do we start with this?
Yeah, no, it's a great way to start. It's a great way to start. Yeah, it is. At Andy B. Andy 145, or maybe it's Andy Bandy 145. Either way.
But yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
At True Kofi, would you rather go bald or have to get a haircut every day because your hair grows to your feet overnight?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's really tough because, you know, the conversation we've had about the hair and everything. But I think I'd go bald. I'd have to go bald because it's so low maintenance. Like having to cut your hair every single day, having someone cut your, and it's all the way down to your feet. Like you have to snip it with the scissors. Then you can go over it with the buzzer. Then you got to like fade it up every single day. And what happens if you don't cut it? Then what? Be on your feet
again, or maybe that's the max.
Are you Rapunzel? Y'all aren't familiar with Rapunzel.
We know Rapunzel.
I know Rapunzel. Yes. Okay.
The part that gets me is having to dispose of that hair every day.
Oh,
that's the biggest issue for me.
What a hassle! Bald, low maintenance. You don't have to worry about it. But the thing about like I think I've mentioned it before. Like I really have a really like deformed looking head. I do not have a good bald head. God, that's what a sacrifice.
When was the last time you were bald?
Like bald. I used to get my hair cut like in a fade. 2006 is when I started growing out my dreads. So I probably had my last fade in like maybe May of 2006 or something like that. And I started twisting it up.
Damn. I switched. I'm gonna go with the growing the hair every night.
Every night.
Yeah, because then you could just have a bomb wig business.
Ooh. Or even if you wanted to donate to charity too.
Yeah.
You do a lot of good. True.
You're so much good. For a little bit of, you know, you gotta spend 20 minutes every morning. Somebody's gotta just cut the top straight across. So you got just like a Guile haircut every day. It's not that bad.
You know what? That's actually a good point too. Like, how's it going to grow? Is it going to grow in a fro or is it going to grow in like dreads? Is it going to be long? Is it going to be curly? That kind of matters.
Oh, true. True.
Because when you said cut it across like Guile, I was like, oh, if your hair grew that way, you possibly could. But if it grew in say like dreadlocks, it's not going to do that.
Because like dreadlocks down to your feet is very different from like an afro that gets down to your feet.
Mm. Right. Because that afro, especially for me, because my hair grows, the way it grows, it would have to grow so tall that the structure collapses to get to my feet. That is the only way it could get to my feet. Right. The weight of the hair would have to collapse to then get to my feet. So that would be, yeah.
If the hair can stay strong enough, then you just look like a bouncy ball.
Oh, true. True. The nice part, too, is you could try a new hairstyle every single day if you wanted to, you know?
Oh, I feel like really that would get real old real quick. Bro, can you imagine? So, like, you wake up and you really have to go to the bathroom and you just get up. This is before you get your haircut. And now you're trying to run to the bathroom. You're tripping over your hair. There's stuff in your hair. You don't know what's in there. You're trying to move it aside. You're peeing in your hair. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my. Like, I don't know. That's, it seems like a hassle.
I feel like that would only happen like the first 3 or 4 days, and then you'd have a system.
Yeah, I'm sure you could tie it up or something, or get to a certain point where, so when it's growing at night, that it grows collects in a certain direction.
Yeah, you could force it. So if you have a thing that collects, and then when you wake up, you press the button and the thing comes across and just slices that whole chunk of hair off, then you can do whatever you want with a shorter amount, so you don't have to deal with it. So if the first thing you want to do is pee, press the button, boom, chops the hair off, puts it in the package, whatever, airtight seals it, you go about your day.
Right. Wow. Or do you remember when you were in grade school, the paper cutter that all the classrooms, like a bunch of classrooms have?
That's what I'm imagining.
Oh, yeah. All you need to do. So it's a real simple process is you just, you know, put your head in the, and just one slice and you're about your day.
That is, I mean, if you can develop the perfect hair slicing machine, yes. But if you're off by a centimeter, you're now, your ears are getting nicked up, your forehead, you know what I'm saying? That's.
Well, you're gonna make sure it works. Okay. You gotta, yeah, it'll work. Trust.
Trust.
Oof. The next question is not necessarily a question. It's just from at Angelo Dawkins.
At Angelo Dawkins.
Who's that? Just joking.
Oh,
go ahead.
We had
that's
him.
My dog. That's my dog. That's my dog.
Angelo Dawkins says, "You gon' lose to me in fantasy football this year."
That again, that you're right. That is not a question.
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
Hashtag ask Kofi with it.
Right. That's the problem with the old docs. You know, we have a big group chat with a real big fantasy football league. We got 16 teams in there this year. I came in last year. It's called the greatest fantasy football league ever. And it is, you know, very, very competitive. But docs in that chat group, boy, oh man. I mean, you just got a little taste of it right there. Ask Kofi. He has a statement. Number one, I mean, it's you know, that's the problem with him. You can't take him too seriously now. You know, he's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. Why do we even bring that on the show? You know what I'm saying? Why do we even put him over? You know, we should have let him walk, get him gone. You know, now we got to embarrass him on here. You know, talking about fantasy football. He didn't even make the playoffs last year. He didn't even make the playoffs. Yeah, you know, I took third place in my first year there. How did Docs do? He didn't make the playoffs. And now he wants to come and ruin the hashtag. You see what y'all did to me? You know, with hashtag?
I did. I will say I did see a tweet about filler words or something. And someone... I think we need to put a counter on how many times you say, you know,
yeah.
Or man, yeah, because I'm curious.
Oh, yeah. He said, drink every time Cope says man. I said, bro. And bro's another one too. Man, bro, and you know. Bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. I've tried to stop and I realized I can't. So I just stopped trying. So message for people out there. If you're trying to do something and you can't do it, just stop.
Just give up.
You know,
you're the anti John Cena
after all of this. Yeah. Always give up. Just as sure as you tapping out on the back, you're throwing in the towel. All the different ways to give up.
On the entrance. That is the entrance music. Yeah.
Just like, oh, I think he's doing the reverse Barry Horowitz. No, he's tapping out before the match begins.
Oh, I'm tapping out.
Yeah. There's someone in an office on the shirt too, handing in a letter of resignation. That's why I just want to see a bunch of scenarios people quit.
Yes.
So that's a hot merch shirt.
Just give up.
And do it in the same like Cena style too, but just I'm into that. Yeah. That would sound like hotcakes.
Oh my God, can we get, what's that song, Cashing Out? Got a condo around my neck because I'm cashing out. You remember that song? No, you changed the word because I'm tapping out.
All right, moving on. I'm actually going to stray a little bit from our rundown.
Thank you.
This is a question I saw earlier. No, it's still hashtag Ask Kofi. Don't worry. At Dashing Chris Bay asks,
ooh,
do you claim me on your taxes?
I mean, is he giving me permission?
It looks like I will.
Hey, that's, you know what the funny thing is? A lot of people, so I he actually, I guess he sent out a tweet because I guess somebody on commentary or something said something about like, oh, he's just a like some kind of true Kofi or something. I'm like, what are you talking about? Number one, he won't look the same at all. We have dyed hair and same colored skin. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? But the funny thing is that when I was thinking about dyeing my hair, because Chris used to come with straw all the time and he used to have his hair dyed blonde. And I told him, I said straight up, I'm like, whoa, you know, thinking about dyeing my hair, it actually looks good. I'm probably going to do it. And a few weeks later, here we are. So yeah, he came with it first. You know what I'm saying? So would that mean that like claim me on the taxes, being that he was like the father of the look, I suppose? He can claim me if he wants to. We can claim each other. You know, everybody wins. I don't know. Everybody saves some money. I love Chris. He's an incredibly talented individual.
All right. At the tone underscore zone asks, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Ooh, which would be the rudest? Oh, this is actually a pretty good question. You ever hear those, I don't know what kind of goats they are, but they sound like human beings. They sound like they're screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, I've
you know what? Have you seen those clips? It's look, hilarious. If you haven't seen or heard these clips of these goats, I feel like, first of all, you need to, but yeah, these would be, it's just, they already sound rude. Like, I don't even want to hear what they have to say, but they're just like screaming at the top of their lungs. And like, actually, so we went to go strawberry picking about a couple months ago, and they had some of these goats on the farm, and they were all the way across the farm. And we're over here trying to pick our strawberries, and you just hear, like they're going to the slaughter, like something's going on, like they're yelling for help and nobody's doing anything, which is the weird thing. Like nobody's even acknowledging them. They're literally like screaming for their lives. So I don't know, maybe it might be wrong of me to want to ignore them, I guess, but I don't know. I feel like it's rude of them to be interrupting our strawberry picking going on. We paid to pick these strawberries. You know what I'm saying? We paid to pick the straw. We didn't come to hear all that. You know, we didn't come to hear all that. So
yeah, I don't think the ghosts care too much about paid to see. I don't think money or currency means much to them either.
They got the VIP package. We got to be quiet for them. Let them pass by.
Oh, but they don't get a cut? They don't get a cut?
No, they're not working on commission.
Bro, my kids went over there and fed them some strawberries, so they gave them a little extra, you know? So you take your strawberries and you shut the hell up and let us pick. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just me. That's just me. I thought it was rude.
Gonna fist fight screaming goats. I thought you were gonna say camels because they spit in people's face.
Camels too. They do spit.
But I don't know why they spit, so I don't want to... You know, somebody might be messing with them. That's why they spit. So,
well, I don't know. I feel like if somebody was like constantly trying to like get on my back and ride me all over the place and move me and tell me where to go, I'd be kind of pissed off too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why when people, like with the horses with the mule kicks and people get kicked, it's like, hey, you got to understand that's a horse that in nature, he'd be running around free, you know, on the fruited play or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And now you put him in this stall and now you want to walk behind him. You want to slap him in the back, you know, it's like giddy up. No, dude, you're going to catch a hoof, and deservedly so.
What was the full question, E?
The full question was, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Humans are technically animals, right?
Oh, wow.
I don't think we'd be the rudest, would we?
It depends on, I mean, it's so subjective, right? I mean,
maybe it's the mood. It's the mood, it's the situation, time of day. I don't think a certain animal would be as rude, but there will be sections of animals that are all rude.
But then, so is it like rude based on what they're saying? Because they're talking about the voice, right? Like if animals could talk. So is it based on the voice or based on what they say or based on the action? Because you have, you know, orangutans and gorillas that literally hurl dung at other animals and people and other things. That's rude. To hurl dung at somebody and they know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like they know what they're doing. That's, I don't know.
I guess. And then they talk about it when they get done.
Yeah, that's my dung. Yeah, I threw it at you. Yeah, that's me.
I think I'll go with vultures. Because I was thinking, animals that eat other animals and have like a, you know, that's kind of they're notorious for. But then I thought, what's even worse is vultures. I just imagine them just, yeah, I see you about to die. Yeah, you ain't got much time left. Yeah. as soon as your spirit leaves your body, we gonna consume you. Yeah, yeah. I just imagine them taunting. Yeah, yeah. Especially because I don't know enough about these species, but I think vultures too, I think they can sense, can't they sense when like animals are hurt or wounded and are ready to give up the ghost? So I just imagine them taunting people as you're about to die. That's not, I don't, oh, give me some peace as I'm about to die. You know what I mean? Say some nice words, yeah. Offer some kindnesses. don't just keep following me. And I feel like they would heckle people knowing they're about to die. Heckle most other animals. Definitely. So I'll go with vultures.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is messed up. Because when you look up, they're too high for you. So even if you can't understand them, they're too high for you to do anything. And you know that if you see them, you're going to die. You feel that.
Wow. So when you said that, I just connected the dots and why E said vultures. Because when Wade Barrett was on that scissor lift, right? He was talking down from above.
Yeah.
He couldn't do nothing about it. Right?
It was traumatic.
You saw a vulture up there just talking all that stuff, that junk.
He traumatized me. Yeah, yeah. It was a hard time in my career. Yeah.
Wow. In your head.
Thanks, Wade.
Do those vultures sound like Wade in your head, the ones you were talking about?
I think they all should, yes. They should.
All right. This is good. This is from at Jake Gerhard. I hope I pronounced that right. # ask Kofi. If it was your last day on Earth, what would your last breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert be?
Dessert was spelled incorrectly, by the way.
Oh, the desert?
There's two S's, which is actually a little mnemonic that I remember, if anyone cares, is because a lot of people have issues spelling dessert and desert. The S, the two S's, something sweet for dessert. SS. Use that as a little mnemonic device. Something sweet. Oh, dessert is spelled with two S's. That's dessert. Desert, just the one S. Please proceed.
But in the interest of the rules, since you guys set the groundwork with the Lightning McQueen question, that we stick to what the actual question was, we have to answer it.
Okay,
come on.
So you what are your what your okay. Your last,
well,
your last
what would you ha- what would you have for just for desert is what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'd have the Sahara. The whole damn thing. I'd have the Sahara, the whole damn thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. All right. What about
the others? You don't know. That's what he asked. Oh God. This is like, these are like boring answers, man. I mean,
then make them fun.
Breakfast, yeah. But I want to be honest.
Pancakes, you know? With sprinkles and whipped cream on top.
Actually, most likely it would be pancakes, but it would be like, maybe like red velvet pancakes. You know,
would you? No, you wouldn't. But I'm going to ask anyway. Would you give up your food morals for your last meals?
No, because it's not even a morality thing for me. It's just that would actually be the worst if people were to feed me like dairy products and meats. Blah! Yuck. Nah, man. I eat the same breakfast every day. It would probably just be like a pancakes, maybe a smoothie for breakfast. I don't know. Lunch, a Beyond Burger. Get some almonds. You know what I mean? Get some lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and ketchup. Since it's my last day, I'll put some grilled onions on there. Saute them. It's a little something special for the last day. Dinner would be the same thing as lunch. Beyond Burger. You know what I mean? Put the sauteed onions on there. Maybe have some Beyond meatballs, which are pretty good. Some pasta, some marinara sauce. Have my wife make it. You know, she makes some real good sauce. She's a real good chef. And then the Sahara. Yeah. And then I'd have the whole damn Sahara, all the sand, all that, you know? Humidity.
The humidity.
And now for my last meal.
Ooh, it's hot.
The greatest desert.
I don't know if that's the thing. So like you don't go until you're done eating, right? But if you're eating sand, you don't have much longer to go anyway. Ooh. I think you got maybe 3 mouthfuls and you might be done.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So at @honey_child asks, what is your favorite Batman movie?
Oh, good one. This is a good one. Ooh, and a lot of pressure too.
People are going to judge you.
I gotta say, yeah. honestly, the first one, was it Michael Keaton in the first one? I think it was Michael Keaton in the first one. Dan?
You mean, because Adam West. The old first one.
Come on.
Oh, no. I mean, like.
Because they had a movie.
Yeah.
You mean with Nicholson?
And Jack Nicholas or Nicholson is the Joker, right? Nicholas?
Yeah.
Nicholson.
Yep.
Nicholson.
It was the 89 one, the Tim Burton one. They also did Batman Returns.
Yeah.
That's the best one, by the way.
Yeah. Batman Returns?
Sorry. Batman Forever.
Batman Forever is the best one.
That's my favorite one.
It has a really good soundtrack.
It really does.
Can we talk about this already?
I know we have, but I don't know if it's been on the podcast.
Do you want to sing Seal again, Kiss from a Rose?
I mean, it's fine. They know what the song is like.
Okay. I just want to hear it.
There used to be a grand tower alone on the sea. That's all we get.
Hell yeah.
They got to pay for the rest is behind a paywall.
Yeah. where do we go if you want to hear the rest?
Go to YouTube and we're going to start putting up buttons so you can go right to the merch store and get the CD.
There we go. I like that.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think that first one, man. Like Jack Nicholson, that iteration of the Joker to me. I mean, I know a lot of people like the Heath Ledger version. but I don't know, man. Jack Nicholson was like, you know, like devious, but also kind of like silly Joker, you know, like nonchalant, clumsy, but you know, still very calculated and evil. So I like it more for him as the villain, not necessarily as Michael Keaton as the Batman, but I thought it was like the best story anyway. The way I read it, I might listen, you know, go back and watch it now. It might not hold up. I don't know, but
I'm trying to think because I feel like when I think about what my favorite Batman movie is, it's easier for me to go through like the bad guys that I liked more from the movie. Because like Batman Forever is my favorite because Jim Carrey obliterates it as Riddler. And then what's his name? Tommy, the guy who's Two-Face.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Like having both of them and there's show me how to punch a guy. And like the little funny bits in it, but then they have like the fighting and the action and like Robin coming in. It's like, this is, I know people don't mess with it like I mess with it, but that's a really good Batman movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Freeze is in that too, isn't he? Or no?
No, that's the next one, I think.
That's Batman and Robin's the next one. Oh, that was okay. Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, and Bane.
Yeah, yeah.
But the newer Batman movies are pretty good too.
Yeah. So like those didn't come up and it's like, you didn't like that first origin. It's like, well, yeah, that was a good ass movie.
I know. Yeah. And Christian Bale was a hell of a Batman too, to me. Yeah. I don't know.
E, what's your favorite one?
It's hard for me to remember the quality of the Batmans from when we were kids. Uma Thurman was Poison Ivy, right? Mm-hmm. Those early ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Big fan. I don't know, man. This is Ask Kofi, not Ask Ian.
Come on,
put the onus
man.
On him. Answer the question, Kof. You've had enough time.
I did. I said the first one.
Oh, you did? Sorry. I thought that's why. All right, my bad.
I came right out with it.
all right, my fault. But no, you said the first one because you didn't think the first one was the Adam West one.
No, okay, yeah, right. I wasn't talking about the Adam West one. I was talking about whichever one with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Okay. Yeah. I got the next one. At OG Williker asks, what's the worst hotel experience you've ever had?
Worst hotel experience I've ever had? Oh, man. I think me and E, we were traveling together. And I don't know if you remember, maybe you were there, maybe you weren't. I might've been by myself. But I think it was in like Cape Cod somewhere. And they had turned this, I don't know if it was like a, like an old church or like an old like school or something that they turned into a hotel. So, you know, it wasn't a hotel to begin with. So first and foremost, when you get to the check-in, they tell you, all right, well, you're on the seventh floor. There's no elevator. You just got to walk up the stairs and you have like these, and you know me, I have like heavy ass bags. You know what I mean? Woods, we call him the bag boy because he has the most bags out of all of us.
Used to,
you know,
but well, that hasn't been a thing for years.
Hang on now. So Woods is the bag boy and I had a couple, but my bags are pretty heavy. You know, so going up the stairs always pisses me off. So that was awful. But then when I got to the room, put my bags down, I get into the bed and all of a sudden I start feeling these things like biting me. Right. So then I look around the room and there's all these little like gnats, just like, I don't know if it was like fleas. I don't know what it was, but they would like jump off the carpet. I'm getting like goosebumps thinking it was so disgusting, you know, and it was so like so late at night, too. And at that point, like when you have bugs in the room, I know it's just not my room, you know? So I want to get out of the hotel, but it was just gross. I don't remember what I did. I think I left, but that was pretty gross. I never had bed bugs or anything like that, but yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Pretty nasty.
Right. I'll tell you my worst hotel experience. I once was traveling with two dudes and there was a hotel, the lady behind the desk was butchering my name. Just butchering it with adding letters that weren't even in any of my names. And instead of these two men that I consider friends, you know, sometimes, you know, even brothers and family, instead of them saying, you know, that's incorrect, they thought it was the funniest thing on earth. So they laughed and they laughed and they laughed and they kept saying it. And then one of them pulled out their phones and recorded her saying it. And then they would continue to say this for weeks, years later, they would still say they would add this M and refer to me as Etmore, knowing damn well that's not my name. Adding, I don't know where she saw this M. And then one thing they would even do a little bit later is they would actually book hotels and add an M. And it would say Etmore Ewan, so that when I actually, we're tired, we have a long drive, we're tired, and I pull out my ID, and she says, oh, I don't have a tour, but I have an Etmore. And then they get another good chuckle because I don't want to get to my room as efficiently as possible. So that was a bad hotel experience that really was traumatic and didn't end there because it was continued. They continually used that to deride me, to make me feel less than for many years later. So that was one that I remember. I don't know if you guys resonate with that story at all, but you're laughing like it makes some sense to you. So yeah,
it sounds pretty funny to me. Those guys sound hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Lucky to have them in your life, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. They sound like some really good friends to have.
Support you, bring laughs.
Great human beings. So kind.
You should probably do a podcast with them.
Probably. Let us see.
I think mine was, do you remember when we went to that hotel and as soon as we got in there, it was like a hostel?
Yeah.
And he was so fed up with the hotel situation that he stayed. And
it was a shared bathroom. This was like San Francisco where hotels were stupid expensive. We just came off of tour. I think maybe Japan, not a longer tour necessarily, but from a long destination. I want to say it was Japan. And I was refusing to move, but I kind of regretted it because it was not a great hotel. But it was a hotel that had a communal bathroom. There was like one shower bathroom. There wasn't bathrooms in the room at all. So you'd have to go to the end of the floor to take a shower or to use the bathroom whatsoever. And I was so tired, I just didn't feel like moving, but it was not the best.
It was rough. Because when was the night that we were, I feel like we were in New York.
I still can't believe you stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, they had a bed and I didn't have a roommate or anything. So I said, this will suffice, I suppose. And it would have been, I wish it was like, all right, it's 10 p.m. You could just go to sleep, wake up and get out of there. But it was, I feel like we got there in the middle of the day. It was plenty. It was still daylight out there. And I'm just in this grungy room. Not great. Not a ton of fun.
What was going on? Because you guys have better memories for this stuff than me. I think we were in New York and we had to sleep in the car. And there was like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, Kofi, we didn't have to sleep in the car. We chose to. Kofi was not with us.
No. Okay. So we saw a fight in the Dunkin' Donuts?
There was an argument of sorts, a loud argument. And then it felt like, I don't know if he used the words, I'm going to go to my trunk. but it had the same spirit of, I'm about to go to my trunk. So they're arguing and whatnot. And I, as soon as I saw this dude leave and whatever he said, or in my mind, he said those words, I looked over at Woodsy and I said, just in case, let's just hit the bricks. I don't think it was an issue where there were no hotels or anything. This is just at a point, I don't know if we really ever talked about this, but we mentioned it amongst ourselves kind of recently, but we were so cheap. There are a lot of times too, when at the end of the loop, let's say, it would bother me a lot to spend $150 for a room that I might be in for 3 hours or so before I catch my flight. So there are times, let's say, if it was, you know, when we would do the live events and then we would do Raw and SmackDown. After a longer loop, you might leave that last TV. You might not leave until sometimes it's 11, sometimes 11:30. If it's Raw, it could be midnight. So by the time you get out of there, by the time you check into your hotel and all that jazz, and if you have a flight, say around like 5:30, you're going to be in that room for only a few hours or so. So it really irked me to spend that money. So for a while, we would car sleep. We would sleep in the car, and it was a thing that I did several times. And then there were times where Kofi and Woods would join me, but I feel like Kofi was very infrequent joining us.
No.
You were there with us?
I don't think he ever car slept.
I was never there with you.
No, because he'd always talk about breaking your body down.
Bro, you guys are crazy, man. First of all, number one, you're professional athletes, world-renowned athletes, okay?
Like, and renowned.
Come on, man. There's no need to be renowned. You know, tomato, tomato. There's no need for y'all to be sleeping in the car, man. There's no need for y'all to be sleeping in the car. Come on. And you guys would take that. What would baffle me was that you would take pride in sleep. You guys would be sleeping.
Yeah.
No, we're going to do a car sleep. Yeah, we're going to do a car sleep. And you get in there and you recline and lay all the way flat. So I know damn well you're not comfortable. You're going to be in there for like 2.5-3 hours. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like, you're listening to the radio? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you can crack the window a little bit, get a little breeze, cross breeze, crack two open. And like you said, it's only like 3 hours. It's just like sleeping on an airplane.
Yeah.
Yes, what you're about to do. What you're about to do.
Yeah, so
you're
why can't I get more sleep
there
for less money? You like to get more food
because
for less money, right? You want more everything for less money, right?
Sleep. Right, and then I'm about to go home to catch the best sleep. So
on our own beds, you know?
Right.
No, that's detrimental saving to your money, man. And, you know, even if you have like a 3 hour period, 4 hour period where you can like let your body just rest from this battle that it has gone through, this war that you have put your body through. You take that, you let your body recover because like you said, you're about to get on a plane and recline degrees, quote, sleep, real sleep. Your body's not getting like rejuvenated or energized. You know, you got to take care of your body, boys. That's what I try to tell y'all.
But we're saying we're getting sleep in our own beds.
Yeah. Right. And also think about all the mental fortitude that you've gained. Think about all that mental strength that you've gained. Huh? Yeah. Think about all that character. I got more character than I would have if I was in a hotel every night. You think? Boom. You know what I'm saying? That's character added. I feel a certain strength of spirit that I wouldn't have had before because I spent those hours in that car. So I'm grateful for that time in my life where I thought, you know what? Let's rough it. And we bonded, man. Woods and I, mm-hmm. sleeping next to a brother of yours, you know what I'm saying? Because typically we don't share rooms. We don't split rooms. So we wouldn't have had that same opportunity to bond. And actually, we did bond. We had a conversation in the car after that Dunkin' Donuts night, which we can't really talk about, but it was a good bonding one.
Great
bonding. I recall it very much so. So I'm sorry you weren't there to bond. I think that's what it really is. It boils down to Kofi wishing he was there to bond with us. And I'm sorry you weren't. I'm sorry, honestly.
You just come sleep in his car and bond without me? No, just go get a room. No, I'm not going to pay for it. Pay for it yourself.
He's just not sleeping. He's just laying wide-eyed on his pillow. They're in there bonding, huh?
Precisely.
Go out to the car in the morning.
I'm looking out the window watching y'all sleep in the car.
Yeah. He says, no, we got the binoculars. Looks like they're talking. Are they talking? They're talking about me?
Come on, man.
But yes, that was the thing we did. I mean,
and
maybe.
Then my how the tide has turned, because this past weekend, we were like he was saying, we were talking about getting hotel rooms, and there were some like 2-star hotels that were a little shady. But they weren't as expensive as the 3-star hotels, which were like exorbitantly more. I said, E, what do you want to do here? You want to go with the 2-star here? I know, you know, I'm going to like to like save money, or, you know, we want to step it up and we want to pay for a 3-star. And adamantly, with an exclamation point, he says, we'll never stay in another 2-star again. 2-star. So my, how the times have changed, you know, never again. Now you've come to the light. you know?
Well, I've come to a recent realization that I've honestly built enough character. It's pretty crazy. You know, I have all the character I need. So I really, I took stock of my life and said, wow, I don't need that again. So I'm going to go find this hotel from here on out. It's funny how that works. It's funny how that works.
Upon deep meditation, I realized I'm amazing.
My character is full.
Yes. I can't really grow anymore. I'm at the height of growth. So
I think I've hit perfection. We're good.
One we skipped over that I would like you to answer. At Eddie, EddieWB, as in Warner Brothers. I don't know if that's for Warner Brothers.
WB.
Actually, it's definitely not because his name is Ed Woodthorpe Brown.
I was going to say.
So yeah, it's for his last name. but maybe he also works at WB for all
possibly.
Of them. Anyways, he asks, how many Twizzlers can I fit in my mouth? Would you like to, how many?
He's going
to
ask.
He's asking you.
You look like. Mm-hmm.
You want to know what he looks like?
He's
what
asking
he look
me.
Like?
He's asking, yeah, I got to see what his mouth looks like. If he got a tight mouth or a small mouth, he's not going to put a lot in there, but he looks like
I don't think there's
no profile picture.
There is a profile picture, but it's not tight on his mouth. I will go there for you right now.
I don't
and explain like
the wording.
Hold on a second.
Well, no, you can. His mouth is closed in this. I don't. Okay. You can see his face. He's a bald man with he's smiling. And he looks to have adequate room in his cheeks. He's got good cheek girth. So it looks like
each of the traits mean to Kofi. So does being bald add anything for you?
I feel like being bald hair adds a little bit. A little bit. Maybe it's less strenuous to chew or to fit Twizzlers in your mouth because you're not really concentrating on or your body's not growing the hair, which might take away. I don't know. I'd say a bald man could probably fit more Twizzlers in his mouth than a man that has a full head of hair.
But I'm not sure if he's bald by choice. His body might still be, you know, hitting the grow button every day. And he might say, nah, I don't want it. So I don't know.
What does his jaw look like? Strong jawline?
I'm impressed with it. I'll be honest. Okay. Yeah, it looks strong to me. Yeah.
And you said he got a good set of cheeks?
Yeah. Good girth on the cheeks.
All right. So let's see how many Twizzlers you can pound. Let's see. I'll say 21. 21 full Twizzlers.
Well,
it might even be more than that, but based on the description, I don't know if it's. Yeah, I think 21.
Eddie, you got to give us your answer now.
Now he's got it. Yeah, he has to follow up, please.
With a video, please.
With a video, yeah.
And at Kofi, because I don't want to see it, but Kofi does.
Yeah.
At E, or somebody else.
All right, well, E, are there any last questions that you would like to ask?
Yeah, let's get all these out here, but let's rapid fire these last few ones. So, Kofi, okay. Do you drink coffee?
Rarely, if I'm bored.
This is the opposite of rapid fire. Does Kofi drink coffee?
That's rapid for me.
I didn't hear an answer.
Okay. It's, I said rarely.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Probably because of your internet. Best DBZ saga.
Oh, Frieza.
Do you put on your socks before you put on your shorts, pants, or after?
After.
What?
Who put their socks on first?
If you got long socks, put them on first.
You put them on first?
If it's cold outside.
Before your draws?
Oh, before my... No, it says shorts or pants.
Yeah, shorts or pants.
So I would go, if it's cold outside and I want to wear long socks, I go underwear, socks, because they go all the way up, and then pants. Because if you go pants and socks, you can't pull them all the way up because you got to pull the pants up. They might not go all the way up to your knee.
Fair. Socks is always last for me, no matter what. Always.
No matter what?
No matter what. Well, I wouldn't put my socks on before I get my outfit. I don't know. I just put my socks on, then I put my shoes right on, follow suit. Socks, shoes. Let's go.
I know. I always wear socks in my house.
I don't. I don't like being fettered. Little prisons for your feet.
I wear full shoes around my house. I don't usually wear, because my like ankles hurt. So
sorry shoes. To hear that.
They help.
That was at Jay Emerton that asked the coffee question. Want to give him credit. It was at Spooning Falcon that asked the sock question. And last but not least, from at Mad Mike 4883, do Do different fruit snack shapes have different flavors, or are they all the same flavor and our brain is tricking us because of the colors and shapes?
Fruit snacks what? Strips?
Once again, do different fruit snack shapes have different flavors, or are they shapes all the same flavor and our brain is tricking us because of the colors and shapes?
No, I don't think your brain tricks you into what different flavors are based on the shape. Is that, am I misunderstanding the question?
Yeah, no.
I think they have different flavors.
Right? Okay.
I mean, what if you eat them with your eyes closed, right? You can taste the flavor, right? So how can your brain trick you because of the shape?
I don't know if you can taste the flavor with your eyes closed. Because your brain might be tricking you.
Based on the shape?
Once again, ask Kofi.
Yeah. Huh.
You're the expert here.
Well, I hope you guys are satisfied with this episode.
I was underwhelmed, you know?
I told you not to do this. I asked you not to do this.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there's no need to do the hashtag ask Kofi anymore. We'll just go ahead and we'll try something else.
I thought you were going to be more adventurous with your last meal, and it was just a very... You're too steady is the problem. You need to be more erratic like me and Woods.
You are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You need to go off rails.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what we're looking for here.
Chaos. I want a stuffed crust pizza slathered in sweet baby rays on a jet.
Ooh, on a jet.
Flying to space.
Sweet. I want, so my last meal, this means it's your last day too, right? That your life is over?
That's how I'm going to jump out of the plane up in space.
Ooh, sweet. You call the shots. Death can tell you when you're ready. You tell death when you're ready. That's brilliant. You know what? I want a table, a long table on top of the Eiffel Tower. And similarly, I'm going to jump off that when I'm done eating my meal. Yeah. I want the finest sushi from Japan. I've never had sushi. But I don't know. Is this considered demeaning when you have the sushi and you eat it off of a person? I don't know how people feel about that culturally. I don't know if that's cool or not, but it intrigues me. I don't know. I think it's a way to go. And then, you eat all the sushi off the most beautiful woman or the love of your life. Then you make the sweetest of love to her. Then you jump off the building. That's what
you jump off the building.
Right. onto a bounce house like Michael Scott in The Office.
And then you try to run away?
Yes. So everyone thinks, oh no, he tragically had the best meal of his life. And then, but no. I landed on the bounce house and then landed on my feet. And then I scurried away, but everyone just thinks I'm gone. And then I'll have a sculpt of my body. I'll have a friend place it there. And people think that's my body. I'll put some blood splatters too. And then I'll change my name and my identity and flee to another country. Not sure which one yet. Well, obviously I can't tell you because that would ruin the whole ruse.
Well, so I'm confused because in your scenario, why are people after you? Because I feel like if death is after you, it's not like Final Destination. You can like dodge death. Like if you change your identity, like death is still coming after you. But like the gangs you owe money might not because they can't find you. So how come your scenario switched to something like that?
No. I feel like it's like Death Note. You know, once you if you put the wrong name in, you know, you write down the wrong name, then you can't get me, right? If you think I've changed my name, I'll change my name before. So that legally, is that how it worked? What if you just kept changing your name in this Death Note scenario? You could never die. You just, or what if you have no name? What if you officially have no name? I like to change my name to I'm officially changing my name. When you get the forms, you leave it blank and you wouldn't even sign it.
You don't have a name anymore. You just draw a box. You know to sign there and you purposely don't because this is the space where your name would be if you had a writable name.
Right, but then it's like Prince, and remember, Prince was just became that symbol. Maybe they think, he just wants to be known as the symbol box. And I don't. I want to be known as nothing. And not the word nothing. I want to be known as that. That's what I want to be known as. So that whole plan had very little to do with my last meal and food, but that's what I want.
Ooh, question though. So would it still work since you were Big E Langston and you lost the Langston and you're Big E now? Does it still work? Because they would be writing Big E. And so Big E would go in the note first, you know?
My character would die, but I would still be alive. I think that's how it works.
Didn't they have a scenario like that in the Death Note where you like, it's your birth name, isn't it? Or no?
Ooh, I think there was a blanket. It's been a few years.
I think there was a scenario where somebody was like, you know, they were under a different alias and they had to go and like find his actual name.
I think you're right.
And they wrote it because the lady could see what the name was. It always appears over your head. So even if you don't know what you're called, it will still appear over the head, I would imagine.
All right. You have to ask a Shinigami. I think you just ruined my whole plan with your logic. All right, that's fine. All right, you win.
I was about to be like, man, that's a big hole in their story. I'm like, wait a minute, they addressed it though.
I think they had it covered. I might be wrong.
No,
I think they had it covered. I think you're right.
Sorry to spoil the fun.
We got to wrap it up for this. The only thing, and if you haven't seen this, sorry, spoilers coming. I was just upset that they tried to like start a bunch of whole new characters with like 4 episodes left or whatever it was.
So be it.
It's like, come on, just hit them credits when old boy went away.
They could have, yeah. Them credits. They, you know, try to squeeze a little bit more juice out of it.
They just leave them alive.
A little bit, you know.
We should do a Death Note watch along with everybody.
I'm going to do it.
Should. Rewatch
as it. As long as we don't have to watch that movie.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, the movie wasn't good. The movie was not good.
It missed the mark.
Really?
They tried.
Like, badly?
It's not worth your time.
Yeah, if you really enjoyed the anime, you might not enjoy the movie. Or you might if you just want something different, you know?
That's too bad.
Real shame.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening to this Ask Kofi episode where you got to know Kofi a little bit more because he graced us with his fantastic presence today. So thank you, Kofi Kingston, for being here. We appreciate you. I'm Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed. You can catch me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Austin Creed Wins. You can catch me on the YouTubes, up, down, down. Go search it. Hit subscribe if you haven't yet to hit subscribe already. I appreciate you. And this podcast, if you enjoyed what you heard, tell your friends about it and tell them they can listen to it wherever they listen to their podcast. Just type in New Day in the search engine. Click the pink picture with the 3 black guys faces on it. That is ya boys. And every listen helps us out. Also, check out G4TV on all social platforms. That's at G4TV. I'm a host and go hang out with my friends, give them likes and see how cool video games are. And for all your up, down, down paraphernalia, go to uddshop.com.
Mm-hmm. And I am Kofi Kingston. You can catch me on Instagram and on the Twitter at True Kofi. And if you go to follow me or if you're deciding whether to follow me or not, don't base it on this episode, Kofi, because what's on my actual social media is a lot better than this, I would hope. This was something. But in all fairness, like I told you, I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it. I asked you not to do it, and y'all did it anyway. So a lesson when someone asks you to stop, just let the person be. Just let them be. Don't pretend to doing something that they don't want to do. Okay? And that's my time.
God forbid we get to know you, to get intimate with you. That's all we want to do here. That's all we want to do.
Learn a little bit more.
Yeah. We might not do another full hashtag Ask Kofi, but still flood his mentions with hashtag Ask Kofi. So make sure, yeah, inundate him. My name is Biggie. I'm at WWE Biggie on Twitter and on Instagram. Per usual, I don't need your Twitter Twitter follows. I don't need your likes. I don't need your retweets. I don't need your pity. If you follow me, I don't know why. There's no real good content on there. There's no point to it. So you know what to do. Hit that unfollow button. Make your boy happy. It won't make me happy, but I don't know. I'm rambling. Anyways, well, make sure to watch Laser Wolf. It's on HBO Max. Season 1's there. Season 2 should be coming soon. There was an episode with all 3 of us. It was quite enjoyable, I thought. Also, make sure to get the podcast shirt from WWE Shop. It's not on the Up, Up, Down, Down shop, but just go there anyways and buy some trinkets for you and your loved ones and for your wife and for your dog. Support the channel because this man, from his brain, this man decided one day, this is something that I should create. And he created it. And look what he's done now. Over 2 million subscribers. Look at the community that he's built. Look at all the people that he's brought together over this love of video games. It's beautiful, it's joyous, and I salute it. I take my hat off to you. I'm not wearing a hat, but if I was, I would take it off to you, and I would tip it to you, sir. And also to you, Kofi, because you are the GOAT. You're the greatest of all time. Chris Bay, I think he said that because he looks up to you, you know? I think he looks up to you. I think he's learned from you. I think he's grown from you. And you have shown so many wrestlers, talent, young, old. You have really just paved the way. You are a pioneer, and I'm grateful to know you both. An entrepreneur, a pioneer, 2 beautiful human beings. And in case I die, God bless you all.
What?
I don't know. We always talk about death on this pod.
I know, but you didn't have to take such a left turn at the end. You could have said, see ya. Thanks for listening.
I told you, I am trying to have a great bank of things to play for when I die. And I want people to be able to go back and be able to clip off all these things for when I die. Yeah.
So we'll use that one for the end of the video we put together.
Yeah.
And if I die.
Yep. Yep.
Some music underneath it. Some sad piano.
And here's another one that maybe you can use. Man, the afterlife is going to be grand.
We'll put it in slow motion and it'll start to fade to white.
Yeah.
We'll play Tears in Heaven.
Beautiful, beautiful. We got a lot, man. I'm very excited. Yeah. This compilation, whenever it happens, it's going to be nice. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start booking a venue.
Oh, sweet, 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 sweet. Awesome.
I'll get a head start.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.